It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Morning, Truth Nation. It is 8 a.m. Monday, September the 16th. Hope you had a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in and getting your day started with us. Let's get right into it. We're discussing, and again, I just want to listen, Telly. I just want to represent the question and listen, because especially from those who are supporting and endorsing former President Donald Trump, who was running for re-election, recently tweeted, "I hate Taylor Swift, !!! Like, not disagree or just not say anything at all, but literally, I hate Taylor Swift. Al, thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, we got here due to his mouth. What he hates is all those assassination attempts is by his own people. Not no migrants, not no Haitians, or no immigrants. But this is where it gets rich. The reason why black people vote for Trump and stand by him, because he is white. Because if they was black, he would be every ignorant, porch, N-word in the book. They crave the color of that orange skin, and they want to be in his shoes. But they fail to realize once they get that diaper and that waistline, they think they in hell. Have a happy Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Al, as always. I mean, I'm serious. So if you haven't already read the post, so Tuesday night after the presidential debate, the first presidential debate between Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, Taylor Swift took to her Instagram and posted an endorsement of Kamala Harris, as well as a link to drive people, including her followers, to visit vote.gov and register to vote. Now, it's literally making me nervous. I'm not joking. I'm trying to, and here's the thing. Anytime me and Telly discuss the presidential candidates, we receive a number of engagements, comments on our YouTube message board, which you can watch and stream Telly and I live right now on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Nobody say anything. Like, how do you vote, or how do you support? I'm asking Telly, how do you support someone? And what's crazy that people are forgetting, the world is watching. If I knew that the most powerful country of the free world has a potential leader who is using words like hate, where the potential of unified leadership, bipartisanship is out the door. If I were an enemy of the United States of America, I'd be like, look at that. Yeah. Boy, we can't wait for this election. Yeah. Look. They can't even talk about themselves in a respectful way. Hey, military, Get ready, because they USA is not what they used to be. If you look at any presidential debates, Telly, prior to Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton and former President Donald Trump back in 2016, and this is a fact, this is not even a feeling. If you go back and watch any presidential debate, I guarantee you, 100%, you even heard the different candidates saying, I actually agree with so-and-so and as it relates, or it was, we have become a country that is so divided where we have someone who is running for president using the word on a huge platform, I hate Taylor Swift. What type of messaging does that send to our future leaders?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
To me, DT, and it's not going to be very long, but I think how I was saying that it comes full circle. You can't just keep spewing evil and hate into the world and don't think it's going to come back and get you at some point. And that, again, has everything to do with what Al was talking about, another assassination attempt on Trump yesterday while he was playing golf. And that's the funniest thing to me. Like, as much as I love golf, if I'm running for president, I don't know if I got time to be golfing. Just me. And when you are blasting your opponents for, I mean, even when President Biden was running, old Sleepy Joe, he doesn't leave his house and this, that, and the other. But you got time to play golf? And again, I just don't believe you can continuously spew hate, evil, divisiveness, and don't think that none of that is going to come back. And you just think you're just going to get love back all the time? Yes, his base absolutely loves him, and he knows this. And he knows he could say whatever, and they're going to vote for him. And he knows this. But when you come out I hate anything.
Here's the thing. A young woman.
Yeah.
Like, where is the – like, you're a whole grown man – and you're talking about a young lady. So if you have not heard, as Telly had just reported, breaking news, Donald Trump was the target of what the FBI has reported, and I quote, appears to be another attempted assassination at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida, just yesterday. This is, again, just 9 weeks after former President Donald Trump, who is the Republican presidential nominee, survived another attempt on his life. President Biden has released a statement that he will make sure that any and every Secret Service support that former President Donald Trump needs during the duration of this campaign that will be provided. So apparently, U.S. Secret Service agents stationed a few holes up from where Trump was playing, noticed the muzzle of an AK-style rifle sticking through the shrubbery that lines the course roughly 400 yards away. An agent fired, and the gunman dropped the rifle and fled in an SUV, leaving the firearm behind along with two backpacks, as well as a scope used for aiming and a GoPro camera. And this was according to Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw. So another apparent assassination attempt has taken place against former President Donald Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, a golf club course yesterday.
Yeah.
Tasha, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, y'all. Okay, here I go. Now, you know as well as I know it's shenanigans. Because why they keep attempting, ain't nobody shot him, and it's always close. You know, he just want people to look at him for anything. Did he do the black fist pump again? Like, he's so full of it. Ain't nobody trying to kill that man. He is hiring people to do this. And he's so rich, these people don't care about sacrificing themselves. Because he going to make sure that people strike. Ain't nobody trying to kill that man. He's trying to kill himself. That's just the whole ploy to make people look at him, to make it feel like he's doing something. He ain't doing nothing. And why is it all these, not to be funny, but poor white people? Because he a liar. It's shenanigans. That's all it is. Shenanigans.
Huh?
I ain't got time for that. It's shenanigans. And we see it. He stages things. He's a goofball. You know, he had people up in the debates clapping for him and all kind of hiring people. He's a goofball. Y'all know that.
Tasha brings up a good point. Let me kind of underscore. And Tasha, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate your call and listening. What I found interesting, she brings up a good point. This is what I also found interesting. Neither President Trump and Candace, what's our sister's name? Candace
Owens?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Candace Owens talked about this. Now, I follow Candace Owens. I don't agree with everything that she says, but there's a lot of things that she says, and I'm like, huh. And she said, did you notice that the presidential debate took place just 62 days after the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump? Not either Madam Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump brought that up during the debate. Not once. How do you not bring up, especially former President Donald Trump, how do you not bring up that someone was attempting to assassinate you? Doesn't that? I'm just asking. Doesn't that seem a little?
No, I have been saying that for the longest. And if you really only, if you recall, he only brought it up once during the RNC. Now, people were wearing ear patches like they were Nelly Band-Aids, you know, in support of him, which I thought was extremely over the top. But like if someone really tried to kill me and I'm trying to run for president for the people, not for myself, I think I would bring that up and say, hey, this is how much I want to be your president. People are trying to kill me, and I still...
Just something.
Yeah, but...
Something.
And because I think the only time he said something during the RNC was, I took a bullet for you. And they're talking about democracy, and I took a bullet for democracy. But yeah.
So
it's like it didn't even happen.
I'm just like, that's a big deal. Growing up, assassination attempts against a former president, especially someone who's running for re-election. Now, on our YouTube message board, you can stream and watch Telly and I live on YouTube right now. Just simply go to YouTube, search for Truth Be Told with DT Telly. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I've got a question. On the YouTube message board, Powder P says, why would Trump try to kill himself if that's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life? If you watch the debate over, he did bring up the fact that somebody's trying to kill. Power P, thank you so much, because you are obviously a Trump supporter. Can we stick to the subject at hand? Since we're talking about the dumbest thing you've ever heard, let me ask you a question, Powdered P. How do you feel about the person who you obviously are going to vote for, or considering voting for, President Donald Trump? How do you feel about a world leader of the free world tweeting that he hates somebody simply because they don't want to vote for him? Is that not the dumbest thing you've ever heard? I'm asking, Powder P. Because if we gonna go there, let's go there.
We have never heard anybody, any leader say, I hate Kim Jong-un, I hate Putin, I hate Netanyahu.
Here's the thing, and this is for all the Trump supporters, as well as Americans. This is not a joke. This is not a game. The world is watching. This is one of the most historical presidential elections in this country. This is not anything to play with. And the world is watching also. Enemies are watching. And regardless of how you feel and who you want to vote for, and that's fine. Ain't nobody, I'm not tripping off of who you want to vote for. But what I'm trying to understand is that, how do you rationalize supporting a potential world leader that uses and tweets things like, I hate someone, simply because, like, I hate to see the Capitol being attacked on January 6th. Mm-hmm. I hate to witness this much division in this country. I want to help unify us.
I hate to see these school shootings. I hate to see
yeah. None of that, but I hate Taylor Swift. Please, Powder P, as well as all the other Trump supporters, help me understand how that is leadership. Any CEO, because again, former President Donald Trump is regarded as a very successful businessman who can get this country back on track. Okay, name me one CEO of a Fortune 50 company that has ever publicly said they hate any person. I'll wait.
Ain't nobody finna say they haven't messed up that money.
And it's not right. It's called hate speech. And here's the thing. Usually hate speech is very subliminal, but you understand that it's targeted. And by the way, since we on the topic, Telly, Kyrie Irving, Kanye West, they never said anything to this degree, but yet were persecuted by the Jewish community and other members of this country.
Oh, yeah.
But you got a whole presidential candidate. Again, I'm trying to understand. Powder P, I'm waiting on you, brother.
You on fire, DT. Go ahead, tell him.
Because I'm trying to understand. Because here's the thing. You think it's a game and it's not. You think, because here's what you're sending. The message as a leader of the free world, you are telling young people, and you wonder why we're having school shootings. You wonder why there is so much divisiveness in this country. Because our leader is perpetuating that. Are y'all with me? You think this is a joke? Like the countries outside of the U.S., they are laughing. And if you want to really go there, and I'm not trying to pump no Kool-Aid. I'm not trying to pump no Kool-Aid, Telly. But the reality is that the more they see, have you ever studied the concept of war? And as your enemy and your opponent is preparing to attack you, they look at when you're the most vulnerable. Mm. And ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America, when you have a presidential candidate tweeting about a 20, how old is Taylor Swift? 15? Yeah. How old is she? 12?
She at least in her early to mid 20s.
Can we fact check?
I got you.
You a whole grown man. And you make the effort and time to tweet because she simply said, based on my beliefs, I don't care if it was 2 seconds after the debate, because everybody's like, she knew what she was going to say. So what? So what?
That's a 77, 78-year-old man just trying to join the Mean Girls Club.
Exactly. And look, let's go back to the – here's the thing. When you're ready to go to war with an opponent, Telly – you study, you research. If you look at any of...
You even got to say war. In any type of competition, game, you are going to study your opponent, what their moves, what their weaknesses, what their strengths are, what I got to look out for. Like anybody that watches film on their next opponent, that's what you
Thank
do.
You. You're right. It's not even just war. It's competition.
Yeah.
What do you think the World Truth Nation is saying about this country? Every headline... That BBC reports, all the world news reports, when we come back again, I'm just waiting for somebody to call in or text me. And thank you, Jean. Taylor Swift, she's 34?
Dang, yeah, I was way off.
Dang, she looked 12. What water is she drinking?
She looked good. I thought she was in her 20s.
That's what I thought.
She got that Jesus
juice.
She
got that billionaire skincare. We come back. How do we support a leader who is going to lead the United States of America who tweets, I hate another person? Just help me understand. 833-212-1017. When Eric Trump comes back on this show, I'm going to ask him the same question. For real, because I just want to understand, educate me on how that is a form of effective leadership, especially when the world is watching. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Death upon me, blood in my eye, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be, and trying to take my life away. I put up with me, my back on the wall. Now you
all right, Truth Nation. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Telly, I got to just lean in and ask y'all to help me out here. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Y'all quiet.
Yeah.
Any other time. Okay, so let's just get to it. Former President Donald Trump tweeted in response to Taylor Swift's public endorsement of Kamala Harris. And he tweeted yesterday, or was it Saturday?
One of them.
It was either yesterday.
Between yesterday and Saturday,
he
yes.
tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift. Any Fortune 50, any Fortune 100, any Fortune 500 company CEO, that if they tweeted, I hate any person, would be fired immediately. Mm-hmm. If Telly and I were on this show live and said that we hated anyone, it wouldn't even be like... College Cherie, they'd be like, thank you for your service.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Somebody call. Al from Sherman Park. Tell us. Let us know he really wasn't saying hate.
I'm just trying to understand. Help me understand.
Yeah. Help us understand.
We do have a caller.
Yeah.
Pat, good morning. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling. Hey, D. I'm calling because I am Powder P.
Oh, let's go.
I'm calling because.
Yes.
Huh?
Let's go, Powder P.
Yes,
thank you.
I had to call.
I appreciate you.
I had to call because I'm not a Trump supporter. But if there was a gun put to my head and I had to choose somebody, I would choose Trump. I don't understand why anybody would think that this man would hire someone to shoot at him directly. And I just don't I can't wrap my head around that.
What?
And then I do want to say that a lot of people have said they hated Taylor Swift from Kanye. Well, he didn't say he hated, but he snatched the whole thing out of her hand. People don't get fired because they say they hate somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Powder P,
when you are
a
public figure, yes,
I am telling you, as someone who has worked in corporate America, who consults corporate executives all the way up to CEOs of large-scale businesses, I promise you, Powder P.
I mean, what kind of country do we live in that we can't say we dislike somebody?
Here's the thing.
We're losing our rights as we speak.
No, this is good. This is good. This is good, Kat. I'm so glad you called in. Okay, let me just say this. You have free speech. You could say.
Right.
But here's when you are running or you are about to be an elected official. That's why leadership ain't for everybody. See, that's why there's a whole bunch of workers and small amount of leaders, especially the further you go up.
But can I ask you a question, DT?
Absolutely.
Before you finish.
Yeah.
Because I know I got to go. But isn't it your selection, Kamala Harris, that said that young people are dumb and that they don't make good decisions? I mean, I wouldn't say that if I was trying to win the presidency and definitely knew I needed the young people.
Well, before they answer the question, I know you got to go, Powder P, Pat. When have you ever heard
me
publicly?
I'm going to listen to you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you. I appreciate you. When have you ever heard me publicly endorse Kamala Harris on this show? I'll wait. When have you ever heard me say, wear a shirt, say, I am voting or I support Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to be the 47th president? I will wait. Ricky, you got any audio? I'm waiting. Because I know I've been very clear on what I'm not going to do.
You always say we do not endorse neither Trump or Kamala Harris.
I am asking, thank you. I am asking as a American citizen who is deciding on who I'm voting for, how can I feel confident in the security of this country, both from a domestic standpoint as well as an international standpoint, voting for someone who took to social media? Kanye West is not running for president this time. And side note, Powder P, if you want me to go there, see, y'all ain't going to like when I say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Kanye West ain't never told no lie. When President Bush was managing New Orleans the way that he managed Hurricane Katrina, and he said, George Bush don't care about black people, I didn't hear many arguments from black folks. When he walked up on the stage and said Beyonce should have won the Best Video Award during the VMAs versus Taylor Swift, didn't hear any arguments from Beehive. Now, his delivery might have been messed up. But that brother ain't never told a lie. Period. I'll wait.
He has an interesting delivery style.
His delivery format may not be the healthiest, but I'll wait for the lie. And he has every right to say that. But here's the thing. We ain't talking about we're talking about somebody who's going to be the chief executive officer of this country. That's nothing. Like when I want to be educated on from Trump supporters about why he could do this, and you support him. Y'all deflect. Y'all be like, well, so I ain't talking about so and so. I'm asking the question: how do you support someone who is supposed to lead this country? Because let me just remind us of the impact of hate. People who use the word hate or exhibit hatred towards another group of people, in this case, somebody who disagreed with him, are associated with, and I quote, this comes from the healthaffairs.org website, poor emotional well-being, such as feelings of anger, shame, and fear. Moreover, victims tend to experience poor mental health, including depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, and suicidal behavior. I'm still trying to understand how former President Donald Trump is not suffering from PTSD after having an assassination attempt, and now number two in less than 60 days, 62 days. How's that possible? If somebody tried to shoot you twice within 2 months, and then you take to social media and text simply because she disagreed and said, I am voting for somebody else.
And on top of that, I know
we got Pat, Al from Sherman Park.
Pat said something about, you know, other celebrities saying certain things. But here's the thing. This is how powerful his words are. When he said that, you know, we all laughed about it when he was like, the Haitians are eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. Guess what? There was a bomb threat. There were certain things that have happened in Springfield since he said that. There was a bomb threat at the school the day after that. There's other things that are going on. So you can't just say, oh, man, that was just a tweet or whatever, because his words clearly has an impact.
But Telly, like I said, I ain't mad at Trump. I am not mad at Trump. I'm trying to understand from our listeners, and thank goodness we got Al from Sherman Park. We come back from break because we all know our beloved Al from Sherman Park is a Trump supporter. We come back from break, and Al, brother, in the name of B.B. King and all things that are good, please answer the question. I promise, please do not say, what about when we ain't talking about, we talking about this tweet.
We ain't talking about the border. We ain't talking about the debate. We ain't talking about none of that.
Please, because unlike President Trump, I'm a formal professional certified debater. So I love these kind of questions, but please just stick to the question. The question is, when we come back from break, and we're going to hear from Al from Sherman Park. How do we as a country feel secure electing a president who tweets about a 34-year-old woman who simply says, I don't want to vote for you? 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth's Business Spotlight this Thursday at 3:57 p.m. between the Tori Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Noni Juice will be joined by Eduardo Herrera from Associated Bank. Noni and Eduardo will discuss things that first-time home buyers need to know.
All right, we've been talking about the most recent tweet from former President Donald Trump, who is the Republican nominee for POTUS, tweeting regarding Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris. I hate Taylor Swift. Now, Al, we're going to take you from Sherman Park here in 2 seconds. I've got to provide a powder piece of information that I had looked up. Powder P, a.k.a. Pat, had said, hey, freedom of speech. The definition, according to Oxford Dictionary, of freedom of speech is the right to express any opinions without censorship or restraint. However, according to the government, there are restrictions, including you cannot, as part of free speech, say something that is considered defamation, incitement, fraud, obscenity, child pornography, fighting words, and threats. So again, there are some asterisks as it relates to how we use and how we can be judged and even persecuted as part of our free speech. Al from Sherman Park, thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. I have a feeling you have more of a comment than a question. You got the mic. Al from Sherman Park. Are you there? Al from Sherman Park.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Thank you.
Okay. So I just heard somebody had a question. So at any time, you can always ask me how I feel about something. So it's going to be how I feel about it. But go ahead.
I said you're live. You have the mic. So however you feel about it, that's why you're live. So I'm listening. You got the mic.
Okay. So, okay.
Just because here's the thing. Just because I don't say things the way you want me to say it doesn't mean I didn't say it. Okay. So you got the mic.
And likewise, okay? So the thing about I hate Taylor Swift, I would just simply have an interview with him and ask him, what did he mean by that? Because there are certain genres of music that I hate or just not tolerant of. Like, I hate Air Supply. Does that mean I personally hate the singers in Air Supply?
Or Al from Sherman Park. Al from Sherman Park.
You know,
you're running for president. I'm asking you, you're running for president of the United States of America. This country is in one of the most divided states in the history, even like as close as Jim Crow and the civil rights movement. You were running for president against a woman of color. And with everything that's going on, you decide to tweet about why you hate Taylor Swift or that you hate Taylor Swift. That's how you use that platform. I'm asking.
That's his. I don't even think most people are on Truth Social. I don't think most people follow it 24 hours a day. But if you take his audience is mostly male, right? I don't know of many men that like Taylor Swift. I just don't. They might like look at her.
What
visually.
Does that have to do with running for president?
So first of all, Trump is not a politician. He's never purported to be a politician. He's just been a straight shooter. Transparent, says what he thinks. He's not Kamala Harris, who's going to dance circles around the question. So next time Eric is on, ask if you can have an interview for 10 minutes with the former president and ask him all the questions that you want to. I'm pretty sure he'll answer them.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Al. We appreciate your call and listenership all the time. I don't know. I was quiet on purpose because I don't have any rebuttal on that.
But and Ricky, help me out here. Did he say not a lot of people follow Truth Social? I could have sworn he said that. Not a lot of people did Truth Nation. Did I mishear that? Because I thought I heard him say not too many people follow Truth Social.
And Taylor Swift only have female fans, too, by the way.
Not too many men. Man, Al from Sherman Park, you just know a lot of stuff. You know that most men hate Taylor Swift. You know that not too many people. And again, Truth Nation, did I mishear that? Not too many people listen to or follow Truth Social. Where are you getting this information from? I'm curious because you listen to our station. I mean, as far as like, not too many people follow social. What did that have?
What is that social media platform? What does he use?
Let me hold on. Hold on one second.
Because I'm sure it's just totally his base. So you're saying, oh, not that many people follow that but I don't think they're 24 hours checking what's going on. But the body that makes up that platform are all Trump supporters.
How many times, Telly, since we've been live this morning, did I preface the question? I would love to hear from a Trump supporter in terms of how do you support someone? And I've heard things like, you can say whatever you want to say. You can hate whoever you want to hate, which is true. I'm saying in the context of this is a person who is running for president of the United States. The race is like 50-50, and that's what you tweet. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Powder P is standing on it, though. She said Donald Trump has a right to hate Taylor Swift. Everybody has a right to hate.
I'm asking. You know what? Okay. I see right now this conversation. Like, and I've had to just come to terms with people who feel how they feel.
They're going to feel how they feel.
Even if you ask them a legitimate question, like if Madam Vice President Kamala Harris would have tweeted, I hate anybody.
I hate Elon Musk.
I hate anybody. How do you think that would have impacted her campaign? And what do you think people would have said about Madam Vice President tweets, I hate blank blank? 833-212-1017. And as far as the Truth social media, I'm glad to know that you're tracking us. Al from Sherman Park. Thank you for that. our human dashboard, our human key performance indicator tracker. Yeah.
I didn't know I hated Taylor Swift either. I found that out today.
According to Al from Sherman Park.
I never really thought enough to, you know, like or hate her, but I guess I hate her because I'm a man.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. I love everybody. I love Al from Sherman Park. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
National Bank, they know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give minority, I said that word because that girl then threw me off, people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Thank y'all on our YouTube message board, because I thought when he said Truth Social, he was talking about our social, but apparently former President Donald Trump. Okay.
Thank y'all
for educating me on that, because I had no idea. Yeah.
Like I said, I think I just misheard what you were saying, but yes, that is the platform that I think he started or joined after he was kicked off of Twitter at that time.
And here's the thing.
January 6th.
I want to direct this to the Trump supporters who have called in and expressed their opinion. And thank you for listening. And thank you for doing that. Look, we're not stupid. Come on now.
Right.
President Trump has every right to not like Taylor Swift.
Right.
Ain't nobody tripping off of that. But don't you think it's coincidental, which we know it's not? Come on now, y'all. Let's not insult our intelligence. The fact that he tweeted that after she publicly endorsed Kamala Harris. If he truly hated Taylor Swift as an artist, how come he didn't tweet that last week or 2 weeks ago? He did it. He was triggered by the fact that Taylor Swift, who is the number one selling pop artist in the world right now, because she endorsed Kamala Harris, which she has the right to do on her platform, he was triggered. He got mad. How dare you? And he said, I hate Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Like, for real? He has every right. Nobody said he didn't. But as a leader who's running for president of the United States, and you do it right after, you tweet it right after, come on now.
On top of that, he had no other defense. What else can you say once she came out and said that? And so I'm sure he got with his team and was like, well, what can we do? And I mean, because you can't just ignore someone like Taylor Swift endorsement of any candidate. You can't ignore it because she clearly moves the needle.
Exactly. And my thing is, again, you are running for president of the United States. The word hate shouldn't even be anywhere. And then when they're like, well, what about Kanye? First of all, we ain't talk about Kanye. Kanye is not running for president of the United States. And when he walked up on stage and took Taylor's trophy, the delivery was terrible. But I didn't disagree with him. I thought Beyonce should have got the best video award. And a lot of other people did. But my thing is, why is that your response? I'm trying to understand. How are we as a country at a point where we have people who are running for the most powerful leadership position? That is not leadership. Mm-hmm. You name me one other president since social media has existed, that as part of running for president, as part of their campaign, they're tweeting or TikToking or Snapchatting or Instagramming, I hate somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that I think, Telly,
right,
I'm not going to say on this show.
Or I'm not going to post it and just put the initials and be like, you know who I'm talking about.
He has every right to not like Taylor Swift. Nobody said that.
Yeah.
But he's running for president, and he said it right after she endorsed Biden vice president. So you're telling me, as somebody who's confident and knows that you won the debate and knows that you're going to be the 47th president, you're going to take the time to tweet right after she said that she endorses your opponent that you hate her?
Yeah.
That's leadership?
But then this is also, too, in my opinion, DT, how you say that the old saying that I give you enough rope to hang yourself. This is another example of, like, look at the narratives. You're talking about you hate someone because they endorsed your opponent, while your opponent is talking about unifying us and bringing us together as a country. So it couldn't have been, it can't be two more different approaches on this campaign. And so, but you have to decide, do you want divisiveness, but a possibly better economy, or yeah.
Cityboy826 says, Denise, that is your opinion on how you believe someone should communicate as a politician, but what is your brand as a straight shooter? Straight shooting has nothing to do with using the word hate. Brother, I am telling you. I am telling you that as part of my conditioning coaching and just compliance with policies for businesses, you cannot tweet. You cannot even use the word hate. I didn't make the rules, City Boy 826. Mm. I guarantee you right now, if Telly or I, and again, this is not about feelings, this is facts. If Telly and I use the word, I hate a person on this air, at minimum, we would be summoned to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I'd have been summoned for less than that. So, City Boy, this has nothing to do with my opinion. I am a straight shooter. But being a straight shooter has, first of all, I'm not running for president.
Mm-hmm.
But as a CEO of my business, I cannot be out here talking about I hate people.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the guy who just got arrested for the assassination attempt yesterday, he could probably do that.
Yeah.
That's why when I was growing up, my dad said, okay, you want to be corporate? No, that it ain't for us, and you can't do everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I am telling you, whether you're white, black, brown, Asian, whatever, as a leader,
yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah. I mean, because you could call that hate speech. I mean, because
that's
the word hate in it. And so are you okay with this type of hate speech? Again, we said it earlier, and I'll say it again. Never came out and said, I hate these mass shootings. I hate when an innocent black woman gets shot in her face in Springfield, Illinois. I hate those things.
And City Boy 826, another thing that Telly couldn't say on air? Like, first of all, Telly would not only be fired, his brand would be, if he on air was being interviewed by Billy Bush and said, yeah, you got to grab him by there.
Oh, man, it would have been over.
So don't come to me.
Y'all would have been like, man, dude was all right.
Don't do that. don't do that. Don't make it seem like, you know, oh, well, Denise, you're – stop. Because
hey.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'll be like, you know what, let me be quiet because I don't want to say something that's going to tarnish my brand or my ability.
Yeah.
So can anybody say it? Yes, but we're not talking about – we're talking about somebody who's running for the president of the United States. Now, he said it. He did it. I'm sure he's got a lot of people that are like, yeah. Just pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to leaders who, when someone says something that they don't agree with, that go to, I hate this person.
Mm-hmm.
And a year from now, I ain't that person that says, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. So now when Hulk Hogan said that he would body slam Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, if she would have came out and said, I hate Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my God. City Boy 826 is killing me. I'm done. He's like, that is your corporate standard. Oh, so I made the rules. I still love you, City Boy 826. You're making this about me, and it's so not. Like, I literally get, as an employee, Shelly, just grab her by her and be like, good morning. Thank you for listening to Truth Be Told with DT. Like, you think it's about me. Bro, I make these rules, but that's okay.
And then say, oh, that's just locker room talk.
Right.
Fool, you ain't never been in no locker room.
But, you know, when you're a white man and you're a billionaire, you could do stuff like that and still have people
like that.
Like I said, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
Get your passport, y'all. Get your visa. Get your passport. My truth of the matter is that effective leadership should, it's not an easy thing. Leadership is hard because there are responsibilities, there are things that you can't do that everybody else can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you are comfortable voting for someone who takes the time to say they hate somebody because they disagreed with them, hey, that's your prerogative. All I'm saying is that the world is watching. And when people are ready to come up with a plan to defeat, they observe stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll make mine real quick. Words matter. Choose them wisely. That's all I'll say.
There you have it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Up next, we've got 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. We love you all. Trumps, Harris's, white, yellow, fluorescent green, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy. We love you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. And Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.